Actually, when we petitioned the Electoral Commission, we mentioned that we demanded them two answers. Number one was to distribute the six boxes, the ballot boxes, and number two, we demanded the Electoral Commissioner to step aside the returning officer for our electorate. And then we received our petition was answered, which they sidelined our returning officer. But the six boxes, the distributed boxes, were not set aside. They said that they're going to continue with the counting. But we refused that, and then we came back.
So are you planning on taking this up in the Court of Disputed Returns then? Is that the next step?
Yes, we wanted to do that, but it's going to be, it will take time. It's going to be a long process, and it's very costly. So that's why we want them to, what the issue that we are raising at the moment, it's a very genuine. And the Electoral Commissioner is very aware of that, so we demanded them to just dispute the six boxes and continue with the counting.
Now, has counting continued? I understand that there were reports that it had been suspended because the scrutineers had gone on strike in protest of the decision to count the boxes. How's counting going now?
The counting is still suspended. So we demanded the Electoral Commissioner to dispute the six boxes, and then we will continue with the counting. At the moment, the counting is suspended.
So you're obviously not happy with the Commission's response. Are those six boxes going to be counted?
We are not happy with the response that came from the Electoral Commissioner, which he said that we're going to continue with the counting, including those six boxes. So that's why the counting is still suspended until we receive a favorable answer from the Electoral Commissioner. We won't be continuing with the counting.
And if the incumbent Fabian Pock wins in this electorate, will you dispute that? And do you think that the majority of people in the electorate will respect that result?
Yes. If he wins without those six boxes, then that would be okay. But if they include those six boxes, then you will still dispute that after if the declaration is done, you're going to still dispute that in the court. The polling locations that we had in Motwagi in the last nine elections, those polling locations were changed. And it was done in isolation. Our PPC for Juaga province, Mr. Joseph Tondop, and our returning officer involved in those changing of our polling locations in Motwagi. So out of the 44 council wards, or the polling locations in Motwagi, 26 were changed. And those 26 were targeted at us, the candidates. And they changed those polling locations. And one of them is the nine polling locations that were moved to Single Rock Barracks, the Army Barracks. And this is the problem that we have now is with those polling areas that were moved to Single Rock Barracks. So, So what really happened at the Single Rock Barracks is the voting process was hijacked by the sitting member supporters. So who was the defense minister? So actually, the people didn't vote. His own supporters just sat down and then marked all the ballot papers. So that's the problem that we have right now here in Motwagi.